5:31. Tuesday afternoon, in time for our Pacifica weekly Pacifica business at Talanoa. Speaking with amazing, wonderful Pacifica entrepreneurs today. Joining us is business and shop owner Tamerlane Handicrafts of Tamerlane Handicrafts, Vicky Clark. Vicky runs her shop offering various arts and crafts, as well as home decor ranging from homeware, garden goods, props, costume and decorations. For over 20 years, Tamerlane Handicrafts have been carefully selected and sold all sorts of goods and ornaments that boast the beautiful Pacifica Asian styles and themes. She is of Samoan descent and based in Auckland currently. Vicky joins us now on Pacific Days. Tanofarim, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Vicky.
Well, thank you. Nice talking to you, Brian, and 5:31 PI listeners.
Vicky, firstly, tell us a little bit more about yourself, please.
Okay, my heritage is my mother's born in Western Samoa. She's from a village, Whātuia, in Apia. She came as an eight-year-old to work in her auntie's boarding house in exchange for schooling. And so stayed on, married my dad when she was 17, and they started with nothing and built up actually their own business. They had a retail store, the gold mine in Auckland. And which all our family, five kids, all worked at one time or other. And when you work for a family business, there's no such thing as 9 to 5. It's when the job's finished. Yeah, hardly any holidays, but that's the nature of the family business. And I think it's mum's work ethic that sort of drove everybody.
Now, Tamerlane Handicrafts. Mm. Firstly, the name. Where'd you get the name from?
Oh, well, actually, probably wasn't well thought out 20-something years ago. It was basically a racehorse and, the actual Tamerlane is an Asian warrior, but I think it's Genghis Khan's father or grandfather, but, probably not necessarily a nice person, but we sort of got stuck with the name, and whether we change it or not, I don't know, that's not a bit of a hard case, man.
Mind you, when it comes to business, maybe corporate takeover or that dominating your niche market, as it were, let's go with that. So, Vicky, take us back. You said 20-something years ago. The journey of Tamerlane Handicrafts, why this particular market, home decor, handicrafts, etc., where it all began?
Well, we kind of followed our family business into discount stores, and probably when the warehouse came along and many of the other big chains, that all changed. The competition was just too much for us, so we sort of morphed into a little bit into products and into handicrafts, and that kind of grew from there because we really liked it. And I think it's also my Pacific roots. I just love shells, feathers, cane, and I love that way more than plastic things that we're food and discount stores that we used to have, and so it gradually took over and then evolved into the handicraft business.
Take us through some of the items that you have in stock, and are there any particular themes with regards to Tamerlane currently, Vicky?
Well, we have a lot of the coloured tail feathers, which that's a lot of our main market for Cook Island dancing, for their costumes. We do pandanus mats, which for people, we've actually been selling quite a lot for tattooing lately, people to lie on the mats. Baskets, like woven handbags, a lot of different kind of shells and driftwood items. But then it goes into sort of mosaic platters and just like rustic furniture.
What's your most...
And small, when I say furniture, I mean just small furniture like side tables, stools, little hall tables, not great big cabinets or things like that.
What's your most popular item currently?
Currently, Well, depends where I am, because we also do night markets. Like we do, I do Henderson Night Market on a Thursday, Pakaringa on a Saturday, and day markets Otara and Takapuna. So the shop probably sells more of the feathers, the mats, things like that. But when I'm at markets, usually when we used to have tourists, a lot of it was shelves, signs. We have a lot of like welcome signs, paradise signs with flowers on them. So, you know, in the shop, I would say mats and feathers.
Now, the impacts of COVID-19, especially, you know, with importing, I'm assuming, you know, importing a lot of your stock, and just in general, the impacts on your business.
Oh, it was a nightmare. Everything, like, shipping is just, as everyone else will tell you, in shipping, it's just, like, the prices have doubled, trebled. Pay for something very carefully, like, without seeing things. You have to pay for something in January and get it in June, if you're lucky. But it's just, it just takes so long. And then we also had, usually we stagger our stock so that it comes in every 12 weeks. And lately I got three lots in about 3 weeks, and it's also then that becomes the storage and trying to fit everything in. But I'm just glad to get stock anyway, so I won't, you know, how too much stock, and all at once is better than nothing.
So how have you been managing that?
We got pushed a little bit. We're not an online store because we have so many different varieties of items, and some things aren't able to be posted either. Like, you know, well, they're difficult or more costly to post. But with the help of Pacific Business Trust, I mean, they've been amazing. My daughter and I went to did the digital boost thing. So that, the courses, which have helped us so much with finding out, like, how to improve your Facebook sales, you know, targeting your right markets, and, the way we were doing it was, like, targeting everybody, but not really anyone, not one person in particular. Yeah.
Now, over two decades in business now, Vicky, what have been some of the real big takeaways, lessons for you that, you know, can pass on to budding entrepreneurs, business owners tuning in this afternoon?
Well, I'd probably, if I'd go back, I wished I'd done a small business course. There's actually quite a lot of help. Even banks have helped with cases like that. Like, my parents learnt by trial and error, and we probably followed on in that, and the habit of, you know, of what your family did. It would take up any help available, like the digital boosts small business courses, because there's a lot of pitfalls, and it's all about overheads that I find. You know, the people... You really have to know what profit you're really making from your item by the time you take away rent, GST, power, FPOS machines. You know, was that kind of the answer to that question?
Of course. Vicky, yeah. Also, what's the biggest challenge you've faced? I mean, we talked about COVID-19, but as a business owner, what has been the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome, and how you overcame that over more than two decades in business?
Probably haven't thought that one out. Overheads is always a problem for, especially retail stores, for small businesses. I mean, a lot of people are online now, and whether we're planning to do, like, we've got a sideline business as well, which my daughter's setting up sunglasses, which is a light and easy product to sell, and that's called Zol sunglasses, Z-O-L. But for the retail store, it's always rents and leases, and if anyone's starting out, I mean, I think you should trial your business first before signing into any long leases and contracts for FPOS machines. You know, they push you into 3-year contracts. You can actually negotiate things like that too.
And finally, where can people find out more about Tamerlane Handicrafts and how to get in touch with you or the team?
would be mostly through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tamerlane. Our shop is in 152 Onehunga Mall, and it's in the main. When I say Onehunga Mall, a lot of people think we're actually inside the Dress Mart, but it's the main street. We're next to Look Sharp.
Vicky Clark, Tamerlane Handicrafts, been such a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. Vicky, all the very best to you and the team. Whaptai te lava. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to be on.